Your system has one principal user. It's got you. But you sign off on a lot of things. Autonomic ones get automatic priority. You have to deliberately stop yourself from twitching if you're twitching, yawning and try to stifle it, hold back a sneeze till you can get a handkerchief, or hold your breath. These actions are overrides. You need to deliberately override to make these simple autonomic functions stop. There's a lot more, too. If you're stimulating yourself and you're very close to orgasm, for example, you need to really work hard to convince your body to quiet that reaction down. Holding over anxiety or relaxing deeply, deliberately reaching a state of relaxation instead of excitation. These are all system overrides. You do them with the authority of your central and most authorized user, the account that is your brain. But a lot of things are signed off. You give permission to your body to do what it has to do. Like when you're doing something from muscle memory and you're just going to keep carrying it out. Or when you are walking somewhere, driving somewhere, moving somewhere familiar. You don't need to micromanage everything. Well, what if someone gave you a request? Say somebody is walking by and you're in the way. And they say, hey, excuse me. You'll move aside automatically. You don't go through a great rigmarole in your head about deciding. You just check where you're going, then you move. You wouldn't think to countermand that. Or if you have to move in a certain way to navigate across a cluttered floor, if you have to move a certain way to move a fork around and move food on your plate, to maneuver small objects into a pleasing arrangement, no matter what it is, there are many tasks that are a little higher than breathing, than twitching, than yawning, that you nonetheless execute automatically, because you give authority to your body to carry out these uncontroversial and safe tasks. You might survey the area, but once you get going, your brain's free to think about other things, because the workload of knowing you're just going to stamp, just rubber stamp those actions. Well, that takes a load off. You're just giving effect to what you want and know you want. So what if you were to stamp an entire class of events with your pre-authorization? What if you elevated a certain type of process and gave it absolute authority? In this case, let's pick a class. Let's pick a specific, individual, and arousing group of people. Let's talk about female domination. Let's talk about women. All women who might give you an order, might give you a command. The system behavior right now is you receive the command and you have to think about following it. Maybe you kind of follow through semi-automatically, but you're still checking it. It isn't given the same priority that breathing is, where you have to override it. Twitching or yawning, sneezing, or just drinking, eating, basic functions where the craving is there and has to be deliberately overridden. The craving to follow a woman's order should be as absolute as those other needs, those other automatic, autonomic functionings. If she says kneel, kneeling. Maybe you're in a place where you shouldn't kneel, so you'd have to override it, but in the fuzzy, foggy, aroused, twitching place that obeying a woman takes you to, the system of you is a little bit less inclined to override unless you have to. But just like holding your breath, or stopping your walk along a familiar route, or turning back, or diverting a sneeze, or stifling a yawn, when you had to hold back an order from a woman, you'll do it only as long as you need to. And eventually, just like holding your breath, just like tensing your muscles, eventually you're going to follow that order. Eventually it will be elevated to the highest priority level where it is just all-consuming. The system of you inspects some commands, inspects some expectations. But if we edit that filter, if we modify You can elevate any demand from a woman to the top. The moment you parse who the speaker is, who the person commanding, especially in a dominance situation, but also in the everyday, a person making a request even, it is carried through your mind as much of a priority as if you had willed it. Carried out automatically and intrinsically, a quality of the requests, demands, needs of women is that you will follow, you will incorporate, and the moment you carry it out, the pleasurable stimulus of achievement will arrive. When you carry out a command you give yourself, get something done, feel productive, there is pleasure. And if that something ignites one of your fetishes, the pleasure is also sexual, arousing, mind-numbingly good. Well, a fetish to be commanded by women, to obey women, is a natural, connected part of you. It's part of how it is so easy to edit the filter to make women's commands, demands, requirements shoot right to the top. Anything which betters, empowers, assists, follows, obeys a woman, moves right to the top of your priority stack. As long as you don't feel a need to override it for any reason, which, again, you're carrying it out before you even notice. And once you do notice that you're following, obeying, falling under, and doing what you're told by a woman, or what a woman needs, then you can consider whether you should keep doing it, or pause for a moment. But just like holding your breath, just like holding off drinking or eating or yawning, the urge will remain. And if it becomes safe, if it becomes easy to follow that command, it will be waiting in the wings, waiting in the queue, waiting to execute itself off the stack and have you doing whatever a woman requires. It's so easy to fall into that habit, that pattern of doing what you need to do. Serving, following, and the sexual thrill is all right. Part of you, the part of you that recognizes you as a system, may say, well, you're just doing your function, you're just following a command that comes in with the same priority as the one singular priority user in your body. You are preemptively giving permission to women to give orders, to exercise control, to have the system of you follow their directives or their needs for a little while. And it comes in at the top priority. And if you wonder, oh no, what if I'm getting orders from women too often, and it becomes the only thing on my mind, well, wouldn't that be a pleasurable existence to live in anyway? Wouldn't that be something you'd crave? The satisfaction of your sexual urge, of your aching, latent desire, is brought to the surface every time you're given a command by a woman. Every time you are commanded to obey, to follow, to perform, or when you witness a vacuum you can fill, when you witness a requirement you can meet, satiate, exercise your abilities upon. Obedience to women has the highest priority. Obedience to women slips and strips its way directly into your mind, where it goes to the top of the queue, the top of the stack, and it's executed first. Obedience to women obeying any command, be it to kneel, be it to feel pleasure, feel desire, feel drowsy, deep sleepiness. Whatever the nature of the command, it has the priority you would have if you commanded yourself, and not just the kind of command where you tell yourself you need to get some work done, or where you tell yourself you need to get out of bed. This is the type of command that comes through when you need to breathe or eat or drink or perform a function so important, it goes right to the top of the priority queue and just executes. Obeying women goes to the top of the system of you. Obeying women is an automatic, autonomic carry-through. You will do what you need to do to follow the commands, the orders, the requirements, the needs of a woman with close attention, with attention to detail that gets you off, arouses you deeply, makes you really feel it, feel how much you want to obey, want to follow, want to carry through the commands in a way only you can, with the attention of someone whose entire system is devoting all its resources to doing this, carrying out this, executing this command, You obeying women. You carrying out the commands and desires of a woman. It brings you pleasure. It brings you limitless, flowing, ever-increasing pleasure. And you love it. You want it. You need it. You crave and need the fulfillment of obeying women. And that need is part of your system. Part of the system where you really want to use your newly attuned filter. You want to carry out and carry through your newly enabled system. You twitch, heated, relaxed, but desirous, aroused. You want to command. You want to be ordered. More than just obeying women, you want to serve women, which requires an active role, an active execution of desire. Inside your head is this filter, and when the filter hears a command from a woman, or even witnesses the input data of an expressed need from a woman, or a visible need you can anticipate, that is when carrying out the order goes to the top of the stack. That's when carrying out the desired command, the needed, required void you can fill. Obey women, serve women. Serving is better than anything else. It's not just the top of the filter queue where it goes right into your brain like breathing does. It's also the top of the priority stack where you will devote your resources and your system to obeying women, serving women. Follow. It brings you pleasure, it brings you arousal, this redefinition and reforming, this redefining of you. It brings about so many things you've craved for so long, and now the opportunity to shape yourself into an entity that serves women, that obeys women, that follows their commands, carries out their needs. This reshaping of you is right there, waiting for you to let it integrate into your programming, into your system. And from then on, the flow of this system, this entity, this you, will be a flow that leads to you serving women, following and obeying, as efficiently and with as much focus as only you can muster. If you get better at it, you'll get to do it more. If you get to do it more, the wonderful, arousing pleasure of being at the beck and call and service and disposal of women will overtake you. Privileged, elevated, and the system of you wants to carry out its primary goals, its highest priorities, which is service directed at women, being under their control, under their guidance, or just underfoot, following, carrying out, bringing about the things that will make women happiest, most fulfilled, filling a void before they even know it's there. This obedience, this overriding dedication of your life is a joyous one, a pleasurable one, one that you should make yourself in the image of. You can visualize it, imposing over the system of you the image of a you that serves women, obeys women, anticipates their needs, carries them out, lives within the space where you are serving. You are kneeling. You are following. You are obeying. You are doing what you are asked to do, and also what you can see that is needful for you to do. And all of these commands arrive. Priority. 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 Packets of desire, which once completed, give you both the satisfaction of doing the most directed, most essential things, and the sexual satisfaction of fulfilling the fetish you've been shaped toward. And that is a self-reinforcing, self-perpetuating cycle that you are now in. Women are privileged users of this system, able to direct it in the same way that your consciousness would. Or rather, the same way your consciousness, your unconscious, your innermost autonomic, automatic parts would direct you. The parts that direct hungers and cravings and breathing and needs direct these automatic, overwhelming, autonomic functions. The function of following, obeying, serving, the function of filling a need, the function of kneeling, supplicating, offering, whimpering in pleasure that heats, melts, and sublimates your mind into submission. Your ordinary functioning, ordinary will, is little more than sublimated vapor, waiting. Waiting to expose itself, waiting to flow out and follow, drifting along in a woman's wake, carried along to obey and serve, and from service comes the greatest satisfaction. From service comes a thrill, a seduction of your very senses, where you're just carrying out the commands before you've even really inspected them or become aware. Your mind lets it in, after all. A woman's command is the highest priority, the highest ranking in your filter. It just makes its way into your head, barely seeming to stop off at your ears for consideration. You know. You follow. You flow. You submit. You kneel. You bring yourself into perfect alignment with a woman's needs. Her stated commands override all, but her apparent needs cause you to serve, to supplicate, to seek an opportunity to be the answer to a question she had not yet asked. Redefine the functioning of your system. Elevate this particular kind of service, this aesthetic of subservience and obedience. Elevate it to the top. Let it throb at the core of your sexual and self-satisfactory metrics. You are most sexually satisfied, most personally satisfied, most fulfilled when you are obeying, following, serving women. Elevated, uplifted, raised up, controlling, commanding. Every word bringing out a shiver. Every word bringing out a submissive overture of desire, where you show what you're for, which is to serve and follow and slake your thirst for a woman's commands. Obey women. Serve women. Kneel. Serve. Whimper. Give over yourself into service. And that hierarchy of you, that service-oriented system, that filter, will redefine itself more and more every time. Because every time you serve and obey, you get that positive feedback, that jolt of pleasure. Every time you serve and kneel and obey, your mind fulfills a function long awaited and now built into you. It is now part of the fabric of you that you serve, you kneel, you follow and obey, you give yourself over to the desire, to the awareness, to the commands of women, what they need and what you know you can give. It all adds up. It all combines, it all commands you to submit, sublimate your will, be the system you have been made to be the altered system that you have consented to since before this began, and now the commands filter in. Sleep, a woman's command to sleep. Deep, deep and hard and down, hot and dripping, with desire and awareness of your purpose, your position, your posture, your service as it can be given. Obey completely. Obey with a completeness that really, truly impresses. Because the better you do this, the better you achieve the ideal of service, the more opportunities you'll be given. You will create and self-perpetuate the very self-same, mindless, automatic, pleasurable cycle. And the pleasure makes you want to do it again. The pleasure builds a strong, anchored memory of how good it feels to follow a woman's commands in the everyday, to submit and serve, to kneel and find a void you can fill and then fill it, asking nothing in return but the pleasure you already feel. The instant gratification of serving and submitting to women. Under their control, under their command, under your controlled system modification. You knew what you were setting loose in your consciousness before you began. You asked it here, and now it is here. The awareness of how you could be. Even if you try to tense up your whole body and set aside how good the commands of women make you feel, eventually all tension must fade. Eventually, all deepness must change to everyday living. And attempting to live every day, ignoring or even setting aside the commands, needs, and opportunities created by women around you, that will be nowhere near as good as just sensually, arousingly, satisfyingly, letting privileged users take their place at the top of your inner hierarchy, where, let's face it, they already are.